What one do you want, Mark? Yeah. I've got loads here. Today I'm the British Army Vice Chairman of the LGBT Forum, which is a lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender forum. Primarily, though, I'm the Scotland and Northern Ireland individual who deals with any problems we have in Scotland with the LGBT community. I'm back in full-time reserve employment with 124 Field Squadron Royal Engineers in Cumbernauld as their resusso, which is recruiting, Mark.
Enjoying it?
Absolutely brilliant. The CEO, Colonel Folks, has given me still the same role within the LGBT and my mental health, which allows me to continue that work outside my priority job, which is recruiting for the Royal Engineers.
I thought it was good today to get you in to take a look back at 2016, because it's been a big year. I know there's a big year ahead as well, but looking back, main points for you?
Without doubt, General Everard, who was our patron, who was awarded the Corporate Straight Ally British LGBT Award for his unrivaled support and encouragement to the LGBT Forum. That was the main point, but also Captain Hannah Winterbourne, who's our transgender rep. She was shortlisted for a millie. And we've had the Brigade Commander, Brigadier Deacon, at the Stonewall 2016 conference in Edinburgh. And a lot of our soldiers marched in the Stonewall Equality 10-kilometre walk in Brighton in May this year. We also done the London Pride, which was a great success again. And we're also, I've spoken to four units this year to their soldiers about the use of the LGBT forum and its members.
Okay, going forward then into 2017, you've made huge advances over the last few years. Still a long way to go, though.
Mark, you know my position here, the inclusiveness within the workplace. You know, we want to create a work environment in which all Army personnel, including its LGBT staff, feel supported and valued, enabling them to fulfil their career potentials and obviously to contribute fully to the benefit of the service. Without that, we are going to have to continue to promote the LGBT. Using offensive language in the workplace is one of my biggest combat indicators for next year. I'm going to be working on that just to try and promote a safe environment for everyone, irrespective of their position, their creed, their colour, their sexual orientation. First thing we're going to support in January is Student Pride, which will be a British Army led recruiting group, hopefully led. This is our aspiration. And then we've got February, which is LGBT History Month. The aspiration there for certainly in 51 Brigade, okay, is to fly the rainbow flag in military establishments, which is a great step forward. It's taken on from our community engagement team and it's supporting LGBT Youth Scotland bullying campaign.
That is a huge step forward, isn't it?
Absolutely, Mark. This just shows the inclusiveness of the British Army, but importantly, 51 Brigade in Scotland have taken the lead here and are looking at supporting community engagement, and in this case, LGBT Youth Scotland.
Anyone that's seen London Pride will be familiar with the fact that you're able to march there. I know that as things are at the moment, it's the only one that you can march at. Is there any light at the end of that tunnel that might change?
There is, Mark. You know me, I've been coming here now for a few years trying to push marching and other events to show the general public the inclusiveness of the British Army. We're taking huge steps to try and march in Glasgow Pride. I think we're very close, Mark. You know, it's well above my pay scale at the moment, but hopefully it'll come back. It'll be a positive news. So Glasgow Pride, 19th and 20th of August next year.
What pluses would marching give you?
It shows the general public. So it's a visual effect. Okay, we can go and do a recruiting stand, Mark. We can go and do a soft sell community engagement stand, but actually marching in the main parade round the streets of Glasgow or Edinburgh or Cardiff or Liverpool or Manchester just shows the general support that you can, okay, be a member of the armed forces and LGBT. You know, we offer a wealth info, Mark, for advice and guidance to LGBT soldiers, their families, veterans, potential recruits. 2017, we're looking at hopefully doing a tri-annual conference, which is going to include BAME, which is a Black Asian Minority Ethnic Forum, and the Women's Network. So hopefully that's another step ahead of including another two forums.
When you look back from when you were outed in your time in the army, and you actually you go back before that as well, and you see where we are now and where we need to go, are we 50, 60, 70, 80% of the way there? Can you put it into percentage?
There's, you know, statistics out there that will show you that we are improving every year. The Stonewall Work Equality Index is a great benchmark where 3 or 4 years ago we were sitting outside the top 100 employers for inclusiveness, LGBT, and we are now sitting 32nd. So we're taking huge steps forward to making an inclusive workplace for everyone. I still, though, hear inappropriate language in the workplace. I still hear banter. I still hear words of choice, which people think is okay to use. But it's only because people have been able to speak out, okay, to tell these people that using that language, unfortunately, you know, I don't sit comfortable with it, Mark. But people who speak out make a difference, okay, because they're being themselves. And what we're doing, and I've said this on many occasions again, is educating the minority. The majority of people get it. You know, I was at 51 Brigade Symposium in Lookers 2 weeks ago, and I was asked to tell my story, and at the end, you know, there was questions getting posed to me that, well, we don't have a problem. Unfortunately, we do, Mark. It's not a big problem, but we still have a problem in the armed forces.
Going forward, anyone that's wanting to find out any more, your forum's probably the best first stop, is it?
Yeah, you go into the British Army LGBT Forum, you'll get a good website there which shows you all the committee members and tells you what we do. You know, tells you how to get in touch with us. Can I just mention that General Everard, again, Mark, who's just finished as our patron, okay, is getting taken, has been taken over by General Sanders, who's the GOC3 Div, and hopefully he's going to carry on the mantle of promoting and unrivaled support and encouragement to the British Army LGBT community.
And the website address for the forum, Dougie?
It's armylgbt.org.uk.
Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers, Mark.